Good morning, a Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, where to begin this morning after the news of the weekend? Let's start with a tweet from President Trump that said he would be willing to shut down the government if the Democrats do not give him money for his border wall.
Well, you know, again, play to the base, say border wall, border wall, border wall, border wall, immigration, immigration, immigration. He knows it's the sweet spot with his constituency. And every once in a while, when nothing else up, there's where he's going to go. And we're not surprised that he's gone there. However, I do think, David, that even worse than that is his attack by name of Robert Mueller this weekend. He's talking about his conflict of interest and something to do with a golf club that Mueller belonged to, that he owned. We've heard this one before, by the way, but he's trotting it out. It is preparatory if he is mentioning Mueller's name to firing Mueller. I have said, as you know, David, all along, that when a rat is cornered, the rat will bite. And Trump is increasingly cornered now. So the fact that he is going after Mueller and going after him by name indicates that he's worried, indicates that he's in a corner himself, and that he is going to bite. So if he has no choice, I have always said he would fire Mueller. After all, put yourself in his spot. What would you do if you felt yourself getting more and more into a difficult, impossible situation? So there are a couple of ways he could go. He could resign. He doesn't want to do that, obviously. That is something that is not in his vocabulary. We have seen in the past that when in trouble, he would strike going after his political opponents and going after his business opponents. So I'm just simply saying, I've been telling you all along, in the end, this is what he's going to do.
President Trump and the publisher of the New York Times, Alan, engaged in a fierce public clash yesterday over Trump's threats against journalism after Sulzberger said the president misrepresented a private meeting, and Trump accused the Times and other papers of putting lives at risk with irresponsible reporting.
Well, look, we know that Trump has really fundamentally attacked the American democracy because while newspapers aren't perfect, they are incredibly important to us. And the First Amendment guarantees it. And here he is calling them the enemies of the people. And it is an awful, awful thing for him to be doing because he is basically undermining what we are all about in this country. Of course, he'll keep doing this. Every time a newspaper exposes one of his lies, which, for example, the Washington Post, I think, was up to 3,000 the last time we looked, it is too much for him to bear. And he says to people, don't believe anything you're reading in the newspapers. And then he talks about how they are the enemies of our people. He meets with Sulzberger and he says, let's keep it between ourselves. And then, of course, he starts to talk about it and tweet about it. Sulzberger produces the notes that he came up with, and they are quite different. And Sulzberger lets him have it about the enemy of the people, lets him have it about the kinds of things that he is doing to undermine the American press. And that's why we have what we have today.
From the Washington Post, Alan, an interesting story. Air marshals have conducted secret in-flight monitoring of U.S. flyers for years. Under a sensitive, previously undisclosed program called Quiet Skies, authorities identify passengers who raise red flags because of travel histories or other factors and conduct secret observations of their actions, including behavior as common as sweating heavily or using the restrooms repeatedly aboard U.S. flights.
David, a lot of people have fear of flying, as my cousin Erica Jung once wrote. We have it, and as a result of it, you go to the bathroom a lot, you sweat a lot, your heartbeat goes a little bit faster. Look, every American wants to be protected. Every American wants to have what the sky marshals and others have to offer. Nevertheless, like all other past histories of this country, there's always a time when caution turns into something that is even worse and the deprivation of people's civil liberties and others. So it's always a balancing act. We want the protection. We want sky marshals on the planes, that's for sure. But when you start to talk about somebody who's sweating or rapid eye movement of their eyes, you are talking about an awful lot of people.
I know I'm in trouble. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Exactly, David. You and me both.